Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Margaret, my dear, dinner has been waiting almost 10 minutes now. Do you intend to wait any longer for those two young men?
No, Father, I don't think I will. Oh, here's Hugh now. I wonder where Henry is.
Perhaps Hugh will be able to tell us.
Margaret, 1,000 apologies. Henry and I went off to spend the day out in the country and didn't get back until late.
Where is Henry? Isn't he coming?
There was a call waiting for him when he got in. Something rather urgent, I think. He said to tell you that he'd be along as soon as he could.
I didn't know Henry was bothering much about a private practice.
This is one of his patients in the East End. You knew he went down there twice a week to give free advice and medical attention, didn't you?
No, I had no idea.
Neither had I. How long has he been doing this, Hugh?
Oh, for quite a while, I understand. He was telling me this afternoon that he intends equipping a proper clinic with some of his mother's money, and possibly opening a convalescent home somewhere out in the country where poor people can go.
Why, Daddy, isn't that splendid? Oh, now I can understand what's kept him tied up in London all the summer. And me thinking it was something else.
Well, I'm very glad to hear that he's putting the money to such good use. And now, Margaret, my dear, our guests must be famished. I've asked John Fairley to take you in to dinner. Are you ready?
Oh, but I'd much rather go in with Hugh. I want to hear what he's been doing on the continent and a whole lot more about Henry's clinic.
Oh, I'm afraid that will have to wait, my dear. Here's John now, and you can't disappoint him.
Then don't you go sitting half the evening over your port, Hugh.
Not even Mr. Utterson's excellent wines shall keep me away from you. Oh, hello, Fairley.
Oh, hello, when did you get back?
2 days ago. See you later, Margaret.
Hugh, will you take Miss Dawson in?
Yes, certainly, Mr.
So I draw the prize after all.
What do you mean, John?
When I saw our good friend Hugh Lanyon arrive, I thought that you'd be going in to dinner on someone else's arm.
Which proves all over again that one should never despair.
What do you mean by that, Margaret?
I mean that Henry isn't here, and see, I take your arm.
Why isn't he here? What can there possibly be to explain his neglect of you all these weeks, his failure to come tonight?
Fortunately, I can now tell you. Henry's gone to attend to one of his patients in the East End of London.
The East End? I didn't know he had a practice there.
Neither did I, but he has, and he's there now. Because he feels that to help one of those poor people down there is better than to be here eating and drinking with us. And I agree with him. And now, if you'd kindly move my chair.
I'm sorry. Really, I apologize.
Henry, where are you taking me?
Wait till I unlock this door.
Oh, but this is the same place you brought me to before.
Yes, and the place you ran away from, you little goose.
You didn't come back.
Well, I couldn't. When I went over to the house that night to get you some clothes and food, I found my father there. How could I explain to him about you? I had to pretend to go to bed. When I came over here an hour or so later, there was no sign of you.
Oh, Henry, if I'd only known.
And then you ran out of the place and tried to throw yourself into the river from the Battersea Bridge.
What else was there for me to do? I had no one, no friends, no money, no nothing.
Poor little Hetty. Well, sit down there and I'll get you something to drink. Here. Now take this.
Thanks.
You had me, you know. I tried to find you the next day. I went to the place where you were, but they wouldn't let me see you.
You come to the prison infirmary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if I'd only known. It would have meant so much to me. Why didn't you leave a message? Just a word.
I did. I told the warden to tell you that I'd been. I left some money and a note.
I never got them, never. And all this time, I've been so bitter. It's made me worse than I'd have been otherwise.
How?
I was one of the bad ones in that place I got away from today. The matron told me I had a criminal mind. They shut me up by myself. They weren't going to let me out. I was to stay there for another 3 months for bad behavior.
So you ran away?
Yes. One of the warders, he helped me.
So they're not all inhuman, then?
You don't think he did it out of kindness, do you? I paid him for everything he did, the beast.
Hetty.
I meant what I said this afternoon, that I'd die before I went back there.
You poor little thing.
Have you got any more of that brandy?
Well, what about something to eat? There's food in the cupboard over there.
Food? Real food? I haven't tasted any for nearly a year.
Well, here it is.
Chicken, white bread, and butter. I can't believe it's true.
Well, it is. The whole nightmare of the past is over, too. I'm going to see that things are better for you from now on, Hetty.
But couldn't be much worse. That's one comfort.
Well, tell me what happened to you after you came out of the hospital.
Oh, you mean after I tried to throw myself into the river? They sent me to prison for 3 months. It's against the law to attempt to take human life, they told me. Even your own.
And then?
I made some friends in there. They were in for other things, stealing mostly. I went to live with them when I came out. Well, I was a beginner at the game, and I got caught pretty soon.
For stealing?
Uh-huh. Got a year for it. I should have been coming out now, but they decided to keep me there for insubordination and insolence. That's about the lot. I ran away this afternoon, and here I am. If I get caught, I guess I'm there for years. They don't encourage prisoners to run away.
They won't catch you.
What are you going to do with me?
I'm going to keep you here for tonight. No one will find you. It's my laboratory. No one ever comes here but myself. But no running away, mind.
Is it likely? Without the cops in London on the watch out for me?
Good. Then I'll leave you now. There's a bed over there and plenty of food. I'll see you first thing in the morning. Will that do?
Yes, that'll do. I'll have to do. I guess I've got to take anything from you now.
You won't have to take anything from me.
Couldn't be any worse than what I've been taken in the past. No matter what it is, prison and the waters, solitary confinement weren't any worse than knowing that you'd tricked me, let me down.
Oh, Hetty, please don't.
But you did, didn't you? You got me off to London knowing darn well that you'd never come and see me like you promised, didn't you? All right. You don't have to say anything. I know.
Will you let me try and make it up to you?
Huh? How? By flipping me a fiver and telling me to run home and forget all about it?
Oh, no. I won't let you down this time. I swear I won't.
But you won't want to be saddled with me now, any more than you did years ago. Oh, don't worry. I understand these things now. I'm not green anymore. Perhaps you like me better that way.
I liked you before.
But no, not as much as you did your good name. It wouldn't have done for Henry Jekyll to be mixed up with a common little nobody like me. And it wouldn't do now. So don't think you fool me, Henry.
But I'm not trying to fool you. I acted like a cad and I admit it. Now I'm willing to try and help you. If you don't think I'll do it, well, you can walk out that door.
Oh, no. It's nice and comfortable here. And I've had precious little comfort for a long time. I think I'll stay. Yeah, that's right. I'll stay. Maybe you'll get sick of me like you did before. But you won't get rid of me so easily this time. Not be a long shot. If you only knew how much I've learned since that night you kissed me goodbye in the old mill.
I don't blame you for being bitter, Hetty.
Thanks. Well, you can run along if you want to. I suppose you've got some pressing engagement somewhere. Give the lady my kind regards, and I'll be waiting for you tomorrow. So long.
Henry, you've come at last. I was beginning to despair of you.
I'm most awfully sorry, Margaret, but it was impossible to get away before.
You don't have to apologize. I understand perfectly. Hugh gave me your message. I think it's just wonderful of you, Henry.
What is?
That work you're doing in the East End, the clinic. Why didn't you tell me about it before?
But who told you now?
Why, Hugh, of course. Well, do come into the other room with me and tell me all about it. I do think you're mean, you know. I've been wondering and wondering what you do with yourself. And all the time you've been helping these poor people. Won't you let me help?
Why, I don't know what to say, Margaret.
Well, surely there's something I can do there. I could take temperatures and bandage legs or
Henry,
arms.
Can I see you for a moment, old chap?
Yes, of course. Will you excuse me, Margaret?
On condition you come back immediately and tell me everything.
I'll do my best. I won't be a moment.
Well, Hugh, what's the matter?
Look here, I didn't know what to say to account for you not being here, so I said you had a call to go down to one of your patients in the East End. Now, that's all right, isn't it?
Oh, I suppose it is.
But I told you about my work there in strictest confidence, you know.
Oh, yes, I know, but dash it all. Something pretty desperate had to be done. Margaret was looking daggers, just about ready to throw herself into John Fairley's arms. The clinic saved the day, old boy.
I wonder.
Oh, of course it did. Anyhow, why should you be so secret about it? It's something anyone could be proud of. Not many fellows with your money and opportunity cares a hang for the poor wretches down there. You know, I think it's deuced decent of you.
Thanks, Hugh. Thanks. It's nice to feel that someone thinks well of me.
Oh, I'm not the only one. Let's look over there. Look at the way Margaret's watching you. Go on. Follow up your advantage. Her father's been hoping that you've been up to all sorts of crimes while she's been away. And all the time you've been above reproach.
Hugh, shut up. You're an idiot.
Come on, Hugh. You've had him all the afternoon. I've not seen him for ages.
He's all yours, Margaret. And see you make the most of him.
I wish he'd make the most of me. You will let me come down to the clinic with you one day, won't you, Henry?
Yes, of course you can.
When?
Would tomorrow afternoon do? I'll be busy in the morning on something else.
Oh, yes, of course it will. I'll put off everything else for it. Why didn't you tell me about it before?
Well, I wanted to be sure of it. Sure of myself. It's just an experiment so far.
I know it'll succeed. I'm so happy, Henry. Tell me, are you just a little pleased to see me again?
Pleased? My dear, if you only knew...